Well, it's always nice to get a winner on your own track. I think she won in Downpatrick, did she, in August?
She did. She won in Downpatrick, and she won in Tremor before that, Liam. And, she wears a tongue strap for a reason, and she was on that better ground. But the two times she won, there was a good summer cut in it on tracks that were well watered and had a bit of rain the night before. And she won over 2 miles. And we thought that stepping her up in trip would be a big advantage. It was a disappointment in Listowel, where maybe the ground was a little bit too quick for her and she didn't let herself down. Extreme of ground here today. We were worried about it, but she handled it very well. And now she's going to stay in for another couple of months anyway, because we're just delighted that she handles the softer going, which means that it's still a full box at home.
How difficult was it during COVID for you, Paul? I suppose you still worked away as normal, just there was no atmosphere at race meetings.
Yeah, like, I mean, it was terrible at the races as regards that. Great that we were allowed to keep going, God, it was, very morbid, you could call it, without the bit of crack there and without the smiles on people's faces when something goes right. And, it's great to be back, Liam. And to see the people there today, they're all out there and smiling and having a bit of crack.
Yeah.
Absolutely, a bit of a buzzer back in it. There's times I didn't go racing there during the summer because the owners weren't going, and it was, what was the point? But now at least we're back in the swing of it again. Hopefully to God, we'll still sort of keep our heads on our shoulders and not overdo the job and put us back at square one again. That we proceed with caution and don't overdo it and act the goat too much. And that's what you'd be hoping to God, that it won't lock up for Christmas, that we just keep going at a steady rate and hopefully we'll be able to get over this and keep smiles on people's faces and through the next years to come.
You're building a nice little army there. A couple of nice, good young horses.
Yeah, listen, hopefully to God, we were lucky enough to have the men to put them with us, that spent money to buy decent horses, and hopefully to God they'll turn out well for them. And, that's what it's all about, Liam. It's all about being lucky with some of these horses, and it's great to have the chance to be competitive in maiden hurdles or bumpers or better handicaps, or if the odd grade 3 or the odd grade 2 or grade 1. It's just great to have an odd horse to be able to compete at the top level. It just keeps you getting out of the bed.
How good is the horse that was second in the first race, Paul? Probably wouldn't have beaten Gordon's anyway, but how good?
I'm hoping, Liam, that he's only certain into our regime, and I certainly wouldn't give him back anyway. I'm very fond of the horse. I think he's a very good attitude. And I think we haven't seen the best of this horse yet. I think he's going to improve all the time. Disappointed to get bet today. Can't have been that bad a standard of the race. 17 lengths clear of a third horse. And I think our filly will improve. I just think he's more improvement to come from him. And he had a hard race today, but we'll see how he'll come out of it now. But I just think he's a bit better than what he's shown.
Wexford jockeys are flying, aren't they? A young man on board today who's probably as good as any of them at this stage. And he's going to lose his claim eventually, but he won't have any problem getting rides.
No, listen, sure, he's a top chap, and Colin Bow flagged him up a long way back. They said, I think, of a very good chap in the yard, and it's a great place for a chap to start off, because they get a load of school and then their head is kept on their shoulders. And, if Jordan keeps knuckling down and stays free of injury, he's a great chance. He's a very, very nice chap, and he'll keep his, I think he will keep his feet in the ground, and hopefully to God stays clear of injury and drive on. If he can make it to the top, there's no doubt.
You have a couple of runners tomorrow, any chances?
We have a nice horse, hopefully to God he'll run respectable in the bumper. He's a 3 mile chaser in the making, and I'm just hoping he'll run respectable. Our horses wouldn't be probably tuned for bumpers, but we'll give this fellow one crack at it anyway, we'll see how he goes. We're happy with him at home, and hopefully he'll run respectable.
Well done today, Paul.
Thanks a million, Liam.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.